The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. Now, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. See, you did it. Good.
I said, how's it going? You're always the one that says it. I was all ready for a non-traditional answer, too. So,
oh, brother. Oh, how's it going, then?
Well, how was your Halloween is what I was going to ask. I guess you said you were planning on scaring a bunch of little kids.
Oh, I had a great time scaring them. Yeah, I ended up hiding behind outside on my front porch. I hid behind a railing, and they'd come around, and I'd come behind them and go, "Want some candy?" And, oh, man, it jumped out of their skins. It was great. Parents were howling. They were like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
I was going to jump out and scare little kids too, but I didn't think anyone would understand, you know, how social media is impacting SEO on a t-shirt. So
that might just scare from pure confusion.
Yeah, true. Well, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. We moved into a new neighborhood, so we bought like 5 big bags of candy, figuring we're going to, you know, it's a nice neighborhood, see kids all around all the time. We had 2 kids show up, period, the whole night. So I'm on a sugar high right now, and I will be for the next week.
You just got to keep popping them so you don't have to crash.
Exactly.
I have faith. All right, so today's show is about Google's new local search results, at least at the beginning here, and we've got some other stuff coming up too, but what do you think? It's been pretty interesting. I guess we should first say what's happened for anyone who doesn't know. If you did a local search before, you would have seen the one box appear, which is essentially the map and some listings. Let's say 7, it was always 7 listings, a 7 pack. Mm-hmm. And it would be 7 of the top Google places in that particular locale. And then below, all the organic or standard search results would appear, and then on the right, you'd have the ads. Well, now, as of what was the date? I did my article. It was that day. I think it was the 27th, was it? Of October. Yeah. They changed it, and all of a sudden, all the organic results are essentially gone on the homepage or on a search page for local results. And the map is now on the right and follows you as you scroll down the page. There's reviews. There's they're included with each local result, including your star rating for the location, if you've got a hotel or anything like that that can be rated. It's pretty astounding how much they've added. What do you think so far?
I'm not real happy with it personally, just because I'm used to the way it used to be. The one box was the one box. It was kind of sacred, and now it's gone. But I'm kind of getting used to it. The one thing that I really did like was they on the right-hand nav where they've added the different kinds of selections you can have, where you can do images or video. If you get a local search result, they will tell you what location you're in. So, like, if I search, it shows me in Plantation, Florida, or Fort Lauderdale, Florida, depending on where I'm at. But it'll allow me to change the location too and show the search results from a different location right in there, which I think is pretty handy, actually.
Oh, can you explain that to me? So I don't quite understand. So I do a search, like, say, for Victoria BC Hotel,
right,
which is the one I used in my example on my site. So I do that. And
And I search for bowling in Boca Raton.
Okay.
Not that I'm a bowler or anything. It just happens to be something I was searching for. But okay. On the left, you got everything, images, videos, places, and so on underneath the Google logo. Right below that, it says, tells me I'm in Plantation, Florida. And it allows me to click a link to change my location. So now I can enter San Jose, California, and see what somebody searching for bowling in Boca Raton would see if they were searching from San Jose.
It says that below. It doesn't show that to me. I've got I guess it could be the – no, I'm actually using Google.com, so not even the Canadian version here.
Because the geo-targeting stuff I don't think is outside of the continental U.S. yet. I don't know if it's gone. All that geo-targeting stuff is, you know, up there with you Canadians. You're not special enough.
Yeah, we only get the proven stuff.
Right, exactly. We're the beta testers.
Because I get the standard everything, images, videos, places, more.
Right, and then there's a little line, and it tells me where it assumes I'm at. Then I can click to change my location, and then it tells me it auto-detected I was in Plantation, gives me a little box I can type in San Jose, CA, and then set my location as San Jose, California. Now I'm seeing the search results as if I was searching from an IP address or from that location.
Slick.
Yeah, so it's really nice. I like that about it, definitely. That is really handy.
Ah, I feel out of the loop now. I've never seen that. That's awesome. Do you have a turn it off option now too? Turn off personalization.
I have instant off. I have safe search on and off. Yeah, I mean, I've had the personalized search stuff. You could turn on and off for a while now.
The one below the Google logo.
Not below the Google logo. You have to kind of dig for it to find it.
Yeah, see, I'm getting it below the Google logo, so a little tiny turn it off. Now, if you go to the screenshot on my blog, stepforth.com/blog, you'll see that the first article there shows a screenshot when they first launched, and it had a mistake there. It was a full-on glitch. I haven't seen a glitch in Google for a graphical glitch in a long time. Personalize is cut off by the logo, and turn it off is partly showing, or mostly showing. Wow. It's really weird. But now they've cleaned that up, but it still says turn it off, which is interesting. I didn't think they'd do anything like that. So weird. You get that that localization, and I don't. Anyway.
And looking at your screenshot on your site as well, the other difference right next to the search button. So you got Google, you got the input box, and you have search button, and it says instant is on. I have another one under that for what's it say under mine? It's let me go back to the search results, and I'll tell you. Safe search. So it's allowing me to turn safe search on like it is instant right there on the page, but it doesn't do personal like you get.
Wacky wild stuff.
I know. All right. but overall, I mean, the new look and feel, I'm just going to have to get used to it, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I really like if you're doing a local search, and obviously local search, like whatever, Victoria, BC Hotel or whatever, it makes sense to capitalize the entire page on local. It just does. Now, they did organic results for local as well, kind of, but I don't know. This has the reviews. It has, you're really searching for something. You're trying to have an action. You're more of a transactional searcher. Right. I mean, you're also an informational. But between the two types of searchers, this is a perfect medium for it, I think.
Right. Well, I know the paid people are probably really mad about this. Maybe this doesn't happen in Canada. But when you scroll down on the page, the map stays at the top of your screen. So the content scrolls under it so that the paid ads disappear underneath the map. If you're scrolling down.
Well,
I wouldn't be happy if I was a paid advertiser.
Well, the one thing I linked to was an article today at Search Engine Land. Who did it? Was it Matt? No, it was Andrew Shotland. And he talks about what various local specialists are saying about this. And one thing is Matt McGee was mentioning that he thinks it's awesome for paid guys because the spot, and it makes sense, the spot where the one box was is now ads. So that's where people's eyes are looking.
Mm-hmm.
So true. You think it's going to be a big, like Google's going to make loads of cash on this.
Yeah, that's a good point. As long as your paid strategy puts you in the top three positions, that's not always the best place to be. I mean, I'm not by any means an expert at PPC, but as much as I know is over there, sometimes you get a much better return on your investment if you're over on the right-hand side. Some of those ads.
But just the same, you know that people are going to be capitalized or they're going to try and get in there and fight for it. So that'd be good for Google.
Yeah, it's going to be great for Google.
Because it's the one place you're guaranteed to be seen and really quickly. That's pretty powerful. I don't know. The other thing is reviews. I mean, they've got the ratings now there. So out of 5 stars, that's massive. That's really important. Like people who weren't doing any reviews on TripAdvisor or Yelp or any of these places, or at least weren't focusing on that, better get their butt in gear, because that's a huge driver now.
Yeah, but, and we've seen some of that before in the past, but not nearly as concentrated as they're doing in this new local search.
Exactly.
But it may be more an impact of the fact that they've switched this results listing to be more review-oriented in some of those listings. So I don't think it's anything really to do with the reviews being new. It's just that more sites that actually have reviews are showing up on these pages.
Mm. Well, one thing, if any Canadians are listening to, localseotips.ca has a link to a chart which gives you all the different sites that you can get a listing on for Canada, and it'll help your rankings for local. So something I've spent some time putting together, so I figured I might as well put it out free.
Yeah, but, good job. Nice.
I don't have one for the States yet. I'm promising to get one. I just haven't had a chance to double-check all that. So
very good.
What do you think's one of the best resources for local, like in terms of information?
I really like David Nim's site. He's got so much good stuff. And Matt always has some great local stuff as well. Matt McGee, what's he, small business, SEM.com. And then yeah. Dave Nim's just DaveNim.com, correct?
Yeah, DavidMim.com.
Yeah.
And that's Mim, M-I-H-M.
Yes.
MIHM.com.
And David puts you know how Rand does these search factor rankings thing where he interviews a bunch of people on the different topics and they rank, you know, is anchor text more important than whatever? Dave does exactly the same thing for local search, and he's done it the past couple of years, and it's a great, great resource just to gather some knowledge from some of the top players in the industry and get their viewpoints on the same topic. Really good, really good piece of content to review for local search.
I'm always referring to it. Always.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't do it enough to know it off by heart. So I'm like, all right, which one was it again? I go back there. So it's a really good resource. But we've got some questions also from viewers. But before we get to that, we're going to take a quick break.
101 will be back right after recess.
The lower the temperature drops, the closer you are to AFCON 2010 Miami. Book a luxurious suite for AFCON 2010 Miami at the Fairmont Turnberry Isle Resort and Club by logging on to bit.ly/AFCON Miami. Escape the cold and embark to our winter oasis for affiliate marketers at AFCON 2010 Miami, December 8th through 10th. You can register now by going to AFCON2010.com. That's AFFCON2010.com. Round trip plane tickets, $1,100. Four-night hotel stay, $900. Conference passes, $2,000. And to think how far your dollar could go every month by working with WebmasterRadio.fm. On air and on demand at some of the most premier trade shows around, we report from booth to booth, session to session, keynote to keynote. That can be sponsored by you. Plus, we throw unforgettable networking functions where your message can be conveyed via audio or video from the ceiling to the floor. Contact sales at webmasterradio.fm for a free consultation.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0.
SEM Synergy, live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing some of the new changes on of local rankings at Google, and we actually had a question from one of our favorite listeners and posters on Facebook, Michael Andre. He says, well, when it comes down to it, actually, I'll read it. It's not that long. Hey, guys, now that Google is adding reviews and Google places snippets on organic listings, when you do a localized search, people are saying SEO is dead and SMO is now king. Lol. SEO is a zombie, right?
Did you actually read lol instead of
I know. I had to put that
in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can't help it. Anyway, this might be a great topic for your next show on how to optimize for these upcoming changes. How to optimize for these upcoming... I guess that is a bit of a loaded question, but I mean, if you're just going for... If you're truly a local resource, you're going to already have, hopefully, already have a lot of the elements that were in the old local. Yeah. You must have optimized for it already. If not, yes, we need to do a show on what it takes to do local.
Well, we did that whole show on how social media impacts traditional SEO, and a lot of that applies to local as well. I mean, it's really about, you know, being part of your community. And if your community is local, you need to be there too, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, and, you know, having basics, like having the address, your full address. I like to do this anyway on the footer of every page, if you've only got one. Mm-hmm. I like to even link to my Google profile, Google Places profile. I mean, what the heck? It's, you can't get more obvious than that.
I was going to respond to Andre on Facebook today, but I just wanted to point out, because a couple of people have asked him, if you look on Facebook, my profile has got a big red slash circle through it today. Today is communication shutdown day. So if anybody's expecting to hit me on Twitter or Facebook today, I'm not participating in either one of those because of it. I've donated some money to Asperger's and autism, and that's what it's all going to. So I just wanted to put that out there. If you're looking for me today, I'm not out there.
Sounds good. I didn't get on that. I didn't really connect with it. I saw something about it, but I didn't get a chance to read about it. So that's cool. Good for you.
Well, my son has Asperger's, so I support whenever I can.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So when it comes down to it, you know, we were mentioning davidmim.com. I would go there and look and make sure that you've got some of the top elements covered on your site. SEO is not dead. No, it's definitely a zombie. We like the reference.
I wouldn't call it a zombie. I like the reference, but it's more like a vampire. You know, it comes out at night, sneaks up behind you, and makes you think what it wants you to think, and controls your every move.
Oh, that's creepy. Isn't Halloween done?
And then when you least expect it, it bites you in the neck and sucks you dry.
Jeez. That's a black hat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. Well, I think that was a great segue into
last Halloween reference, I promise.
Yeah. We had a question from Matt Dixon at proactivepatrol.com. By the way, that's an awesome, awesome antivirus. Can you get this? Get this. This is crazy. It's the lowest price, anyway, is $5 a year. Their highest price, I think, is $20, and that's for this crazy huge package. Anyway, I've got it on my computer and I love it. And it's, and also part of the proceeds go to look after kids and teach them how to be safe online. So,
oh, that's anyway, awesome.
Yeah, I highly recommend him. I've talked to Matt a couple times. He's a great guy. So he's asked a question here. He says a few very kind things, and then he says, I myself would like to know more about title attributes, menu labels, and alt image descriptions, how they play into SEO. So, title attributes. Personally, I like to have, like, let's say title attributes and alt attributes. I mean, really, between the two of them, they kind of gel. On each of those, I like to just make sure that the relevance is the same. If I can use a keyword without making it look silly, I will. But really, they're meant for usage and accessibility. So that's the first thing I think of. And then I think of ways to optimize them. Your thoughts on that, John? Or
Personally, I don't pay much attention to title attributes from an SEO standpoint. The engines, from my understanding, don't use the title attributes at all in the algorithms. The alt image attribute, on the other hand, it is used. It adds a little teeny bit of relevancy when you're talking about organic search and the regular search at SERPs, but it's more important when you're trying to get your images indexed in image search. Title attribute, I'm not too worried about. And then the main difference to me is alt attribute is what's used by usability. So if a usability software is going to, you know, tell a blind person what the picture of, it's going to use the alt attribute, not necessarily the title attribute. The title is what you see when you mouse over an image and the text pops up. That comes from your title attribute, not your alt image description. So I focus much more on the alt than I do the title, for sure.
Oh, no question. If you're going to do both, just try and make sure to do, you know, just focus on usage first. Well, that's in any case, really, yeah, with SEO. But if I ever use the title, and I don't think you'll find one of them on my site, but if I do use it, I just try and make it really relevant.
Now, the menu labels is an interesting question as far as that goes. I guess I'd want to ask Matt a couple of questions about that as far as how is he applying menu labels? Is he using micro tags? How is he doing it really outside of the alt images and the alt text? I just would have to ask him, what is he talking about there, basically? Because it could be a number of things.
Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe it means navigation, just the names, the name on the navigation and such like that, and titling of the navigation.
That's extremely important.
Yeah. That's as important as it gets. Just make sure that the key phrases are used if possible. It's just relevance.
So here's a question for you, Ross. Just kind of came out of this question. If you had to choose to optimize one or the other, which would you say is more important? The title attribute of a tag, the title tag on a page, or the anchor text of the navigation through the site leading to that page?
Anchor text or the title? So a link to the page?
Internal navigation link.
Oh, title of the page.
Yeah, I think they're pretty close, actually. I think that the anchor text on the internal navigation is an underdog. It's like the most unappreciated football team in the NFL. You know, they're going to come back. They're going to win. They're not given nearly enough credit. I'd put them pretty close.
I would say, the reason title to me has always been the king when it comes to the page. So I just stick with that. It's worked for me for many years, so I just stick that route. But I agree that there's a certain synergy that should be kept in mind.
And you know they have these things called cell phones. You don't have to use that dial phone anymore. You can use a cell phone. You upgrade your technology. Sorry.
Oh, you're going to get it, man. Everyone remember, that's why I'm going to be really mean to him next show. Or when I get a chance soon.
He always says that.
Yeah, I know, I can't do it. Okay, so you had some topics of note.
Yeah, just some things that have happened in the past couple of weeks that I just thought it'd be interesting to talk about real quick. There was and we talked about Matt McGee earlier. Matt actually wrote a really interesting article at Search Engine Land showing that Google has been having some indexing problems. It's having problems indexing sites. A lot of pages that should be indexed, or the number of pages that were indexed on sites, is dropping up to like 30% and 40% on some sites. And I personally am seeing it going the other way on some sites, where all of a sudden we're seeing massive amounts of pages being indexed that shouldn't be. And it's not like we have duplicate content issues. It's like it's hard to figure out where these things are coming from. So Google actually responded to Matt, I believe. I'm going to double check to see if he updated his article. But I did read that Google responded. They said, yes, we had some problems with our indexing. We have fixed it, and it's propagating out now. So if you've seen any kind of problems in the past week or two with how many pages of your site have been indexed, there was an issue at Google. And they admitted it. They said they've corrected it, and it should be fixed, if not already, very, very soon.
Excellent. Nice catch on Matt's part. Wow. It would be nice to be able to focus on that sort of thing. I'm always impressed with what Matt picks out.
Yeah, that's great. A great guy.
Yeah. Awesome. And you mentioned also that, the Site Explorer, of course, the API is shutting down as of December.
Right.
That's not a big deal, at least unless you use the API. For me, it's just the tool that I use if I ever do use it.
Right. Well, what got me when they first announced that was, okay, that's the beginning of the end. It's like I thought, okay, they're shutting down the API. It's only a matter of time before Site Explorer itself goes. But apparently that's not the fact. That's not the truth.
And for anyone who hasn't used it, Yahoo Site Explorer was just a great place to find out information about your site, your competitor's site, you know, where they're getting links from. And what I liked about it is they could segment the types of links, you know, which ones are coming from your site, which ones are coming just from off site, or which ones coming from both. And there's a lot of great ways to segment stuff. I found that quite fun and great for reporting. But honestly, right now I just use Majestic SEO. I've been finding that a really good product.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, jeez. I
like Majestic. And for those of you who don't know, Majestic is a product. They've been around for like 10, 11 years, crawling the internet on their own, just gathering link data, right? And it's kind of like the SEO, the mod, what's the tool that Rand put out, the Linkscape. It's kind of like Linkscape, but it's been around a lot, lot longer. They have a lot more data crawled. My problem with it, and it's a good tool, but it doesn't update frequently enough. So you can go in there and run a crawl of links to your site, and that might be 6 weeks old, the data in there. They only recrawl every 6 weeks. So I find when I do David Ogletree, who's was on a panel I was at an affiliate convention in Denver last year, launched a tool called SEO Fox. And we might have talked about it on the show at some point, but you can take Majestic's data that they crawl for you and say about your site, and you run it through his tool, SEO Fox. And what he does is he scrubs that data. And it's usually 20-30% of the data that I get out of Majestic is bad. And his scrubbing tool actually goes out and recrawls all the links, and a lot of them are just dead and gone.
So if you're have a list of, you can actually segment out the ones that they know are dead, though, in Majestic SEO. They're going to show everything, and then you get to segment out what has already been deleted or anything like that.
Right, but if their crawl is 6 weeks old, they don't really
catch no question. There's going to be some change. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll go look over a couple other things here.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Your advertising message is only as effective as your placement. When you advertise with WebmasterRadio.fm, from 30-second commercials to 30-minute monthly programs, our team is comparable to any ad agency when it comes to production, placement, and positioning your message to not only the advertising world, but an even bigger audience of our loyal listeners and podcasters. Contact sales at WebmasterRadio.fm for a consultation today.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
It's time to start jamming and spamming again with the princes of PageRank, the heroes of HTML, the sultans of SERP, SEO rock stars. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. And before the break, we're talking about Majestic SEO and our different opinions. And sorry about that little glitch there. I hear myself sometimes and it gets me all confused.
It's actually a cool little echo effect when you first come in. It's like, hello, hello, hello. We get to hear you over and over again. It's awesome. I do want to say I had no idea. I brought up David's tool, the SEO Fox thing. And then during the break, there was a commercial for him. And I did not plan that. I had no clue, but it's funny.
Yeah, we got a good laugh out of that. Now, David, to come onto the chat, which thanks very much, David. You've got a few things you wanted to mention. One was that you can go to SEOlinkreports.com. That's SEOlinkreports.com. And there you can run some scrubbing of your SEO Moz, Majestic SEO, or Google Webmaster Tools link data, and it'll go through and clean it up. Nice. Preferably, it's someone to do a one that we just need to use one.
Yeah. I hope David's going to add the Bing one. So Bing at recently announced at one of the shows, I don't remember which one it was, that they're going to finally add link data back into the Webmaster Tools. They're going to bring back Link Explorer. It's not ready yet, but they're bringing it back probably within a month or so. So hopefully David's going to add that into his tool set as well.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder how well that's going to work. I don't know.
It's hard to tell. This is Microsoft, remember.
Wow. So you have absolutely no idea. You just sort of hinting at it?
I don't, honestly. It was a note from one of the shows. I think it was SMX East. They had a panel and they talked about some of the new features coming to Webmaster Tools, and they mentioned they're bringing back link reports as part of that. So didn't
I love
too many details.
Codenamed Chocolate Hangover on our message board here says, I think we should run a petition for Google to stop using links as a ranking factor and to return to pre-Y2K ranking algorithms. Wow. That would bring up some pretty funky stuff, I think.
Well, I think linking is actually being, and this is very controversial, so again, this is just my opinion. I think linking is being reduced as an algorithmic factor as we speak anyway. I think as they bring more social media into the algorithm, they're not replacing, they're just not adding new stuff, they're replacing the weight value of links and replacing it with social cues.
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously social is making a massive impact in it more and more as it goes on, but links always going to be a massive part of the mix too.
Oh yeah, links will always be important, but I think they're how important they are right now. So I mean, they're hugely important right now, and a year ago they were even more important. It's just diminishing, and they'll never go away. But I think as they pull more and more social data into the algorithm, the stuff that's going to get pushed to the side to make room for it is linking data, linking cues.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, lots of stuff coming, lots of stuff happening. So everyone tune in on our upcoming shows because we're now at the end of our show today. It's hot. It's gone fast, hasn't it?
I know. I like these live shows.
Yeah, they're fun, especially getting these pretty funny comments on there. I don't know. There's lots of stuff happening. In any case, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and yourself, John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn.
And mine is blank today because the communication shut down.
Okay. Don't go for the free plug.
No. I'm holding to my values. It's all going to autism. So donate for autism research.
That's awesome. Everyone donate, and that's a great idea. Anyway, thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We play every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and we'll do our best to keep it up. This is a lot of fun. We enjoy it every week, so thanks for tuning in.
Definitely. Thanks for listening, everybody.